Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Down Among the Dead Men by Michelle Williams is a non-fiction account of a year spent working as a mortuary technician, presented through the lens of someone learning the profession from the inside out. Rather than focusing on sensational crime or horror, the book centers on the practical realities of death care, the routines, the technical steps, and the human interactions that happen after a person dies. Williams explores what it means to handle bodies respectfully, support grieving families, and operate within the systems that surround death, including hospitals, funeral homes, and coronial processes. The narrative highlights the emotional complexity of the job, from dark humor and workplace camaraderie to exhaustion and empathy fatigue. It also captures how repeated exposure to loss can change a person's view of life, risk, and relationships. For readers curious about the hidden work that makes dignified funerals and investigations possible, this book offers an accessible, grounded entry point into an often misunderstood world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, entering the death care profession. A central topic is the transition from outsider to working mortuary technician, including the steep learning curve and the culture of the workplace. The book frames the job as skilled labor that requires composure, precision, and respect, not just toughness. It describes the kinds of preparation a newcomer needs, understanding hygiene and safety, learning terminology, and adapting to a schedule that follows death rather than office hours. Beyond technical competence, the narrative emphasizes social integration. New staff must earn trust, follow established protocols, and communicate clearly with colleagues who may have very different coping styles. The topic also includes the tension between curiosity and humility. Many people are drawn to mortuary work because it feels meaningful or fascinating, but the daily reality involves repetitive tasks and strict procedures. Williams highlights how professional identity forms through small moments, a supervisor correcting a mistake, a colleague sharing a trick of the trade, or the first time a difficult case tests confidence. This arc helps readers understand that mortality work is a profession with standards, mentorship, and accountability. Secondly, the practical workflow after death, another important topic, is the operational chain that begins when a death occurs and continues through identification, transfer, documentation, and preparation. The book underscores that death care is structured, regulated work where details matter. There are processes for receiving bodies, confirming identity, recording property, and keeping a clear trail of paperwork to avoid errors that would harm families and institutions. Williams also describes how different circumstances shape the workflow. Expected deaths may follow a smoother path, while sudden or unattended deaths can involve additional checks and coordination with authorities. The reader sees how technicians balance speed with care, especially when multiple cases arrive or when facilities are under pressure. This topic also highlights the physical realities: lifting, moving, cleaning, and maintaining a controlled environment. The emphasis is not on shock value, but on competence and containment, including infection control and respectful handling. By mapping this workflow, the book clarifies what the public rarely sees. Dignified outcomes depend on reliable behind-the-scenes systems and people trained to carry them out consistently. Thirdly, emotional labor, coping, and dark humor. Williams explores the emotional demands of working around death every day, showing how technicians manage grief exposure without becoming numb or overwhelmed. The book presents emotional labor as part of the job, even when the technician is not the public-facing professional. Technicians witness the aftermath of tragedies, interact with distressed relatives and staff, and absorb the atmosphere of loss. Over time, this can lead to compassion fatigue, sleep disruption, or a heightened awareness of personal vulnerability. A key coping mechanism described is workplace humor, including dark humor, which can function as pressure release and bonding rather than disrespect. The narrative suggests that humor, routines, and teamwork help staff stay functional, but they also carry risks if used to avoid feelings rather than process them. This topic includes the need for boundaries, such as separating work from home life and recognizing when a case hits too close to personal experience. The book gives readers insight into how professionals remain humane while performing tasks that most people would find emotionally destabilizing. It also raises the quiet question of what resilience really means in a job built around endings. Fourthly, ethics, dignity, and respectful handling. A major theme is the ethical responsibility that comes with caring for the dead and supporting the living. The book highlights that the deceased are not objects, even when the work is technical. Respect shows up in small, consistent actions, careful identification, thoughtful handling, privacy protection, and adherence to family wishes and legal requirements. Williams illustrates how dignity is maintained under pressure, including during busy periods or when cases are emotionally challenging. The topic also touches on the ethical weight of mistakes. Mislabeling, poor documentation, or careless handling can create lasting trauma for families and can compromise investigations. The book emphasizes professional standards and the importance of following protocol, not as bureaucracy for its own sake, but as a safeguard for trust. It also explores the moral complexity of exposure. Technicians see bodies in vulnerable states that relatives never will, and that access demands discretion. Readers gain an understanding of how ethics are practiced through routine discipline, not grand speeches. The result is a portrait of death care as a profession where dignity is an active commitment, renewed with every case. Lastly, how constant proximity to death changes life perspective. The book also examines how sustained exposure to death reshapes a person's outlook on living. Williams suggests that mortuary work can sharpen priorities, making relationships, health, and time feel more concrete. When death becomes ordinary in a professional sense, it can reduce fear through familiarity, yet it can also intensify awareness of randomness and fragility. This topic includes the way workers may reassess everyday anxieties and consumer concerns after seeing what remains when life ends. At the same time, the narrative acknowledges the psychological balancing act, finding meaning without turning every moment into a morbid lesson. The job can encourage gratitude and a desire to live intentionally, but it may also bring emotional heaviness, especially when the deaths involve children, violence, or loneliness. Williams explores how these experiences can influence empathy, patience, and the ability to be present for others. The book shows perspective as something earned through repetition rather than revelation, the cumulative impact of hundreds of encounters with mortality. For readers, this theme offers a reflective bridge from the technical world of mortuary work to personal questions about values, legacy, and how to live with clarity. In conclusion, this book suits readers curious about what happens after death from a real-world, work-focused viewpoint, including those considering careers in funeral services, mortuary science, hospital support roles, or forensic-adjacent fields. It is also valuable for anyone who wants a more grounded understanding of death care without the sensational framing common in true crime or horror. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold: practical insight into an essential but hidden profession, and a gentler, more informed relationship with mortality. By showing how dignity is created through routine competence, it can reduce fear of the unknown and increase respect for the people who support families at their most vulnerable moments. Compared with similar books that lean heavily on shock, cynicism, or lurid case details, Williams' approach is more observational and human-centered, emphasizing processes, ethics, and the emotional realities of the job. That balance makes it both approachable and memorable. It is worth buying for readers who want a candid, empathetic account that expands understanding of death care while prompting reflection about living well and treating others with care. If you would like to support Michelle Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.